Okay, says the Gemara, the very top line of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Chis, Amar Rav Yochanan, Haluka, or Haluya, V'Kisya, Sykasya, and Yedidya, these three words, Achasin. They're one word, you write them as one word. You don't write Halu and then Yud Hey, or Kas and Yud Hey. It's one word you write in the Sefer Torah. Rav Amar, Kasya, Umerchavya, Achasin. Now, those two words are considered one word, not two. Rav Amar, Merchavya, Bilvad. Only Merchavya is one word. Everything else, Kasya, Haluka, are two separate words you would write it. So, Yibari Lehu, the Gemara asks the question, Marchav Ka. L'Rav Chista Mai. So, Chista said three things. He said, Haluka, Kasya, and Yedidya are three words. He never mentioned the word of Merchavya. Is that one or two words according to Rav Chista? Mara says, take it. They don't know what Rav Chista thought. Ibailu, Yedidya, the Rav, my Rav only mentioned Kasya and Merchavya. He never mentioned Yedidya. According to Rav, is Yedidya one word or two words? So says the Gemara, Toshma, the Mara, Rav, Yedidya, Nechlak Lishnaim. So he splits it into two. So you see clearly he says it's not one, but it's two words. Lefikach, Yedid, Chol, Ka, Kodesh. So when you write it as two separate words, Yedid is one is as a regular chol word, and Yud Hey is a shem. It's a shem Hashem. It has kedusha to it. So based on this, the Achronim discussed the following point that if you know sometimes people write Haluka as one word, and they put like a little mark in between the Yud and the Hey, or sometimes the person's name. Yeshaya, my son's name is Yeshaya. So, do you put a thing between the Yud and the Hey? The Tash Bates writes, it seems from here, the only reason why Yud Hey is Kodesh, only because if you separate Yudid and then Yud Hey. But if it be, and then, but Yudid is Chol and Ka is Kodesh. But if it's one word, Yudidya wouldn't be Kodesh at all. So therefore he says, if you any word that has Shem Hashem in it, any name that has Shem Hashem in it, it's not a problem of erasing. So you don't need to write Haluka with like a thing. Or you could just say, you even say Hallelujah. You don't have to say Haluka. Or Yeshaya, you could say Yeshaya. You don't have to make a little mark in between. That's how they prove from this Gemara. Only when they're separate words is Yud-Hei independently going to be Shem Kadosh. Otherwise, it's not a problem.
In the Yiddish, when they have the opportunity to separate into two names, so I can understand that. I'm just curious. Shaquille, O, Leo.
All the Irish names.
Heaven, O, Weird.
I think a lot of Irish names are like that, right?
Yeah.
He stole it from someone Irish. Yeah. Okay. Says the Gemara, Ibari Lahu, Haluka L'Rav Mai. Rav mentioned the only thing.
It probably means like from. It's kind of like.
There's no way he's from either.
Yeah, but it's like a prefix. From like son, like Ben. It might be Ben.
Well, you're right.
It's some kind of thing.
No, it's like. No, because you're right. He's got a Cavalier. He's like a shark camping.
Yes.
That's who he is. So I follow him on Twitter. I just find him an interesting guy. So he's like he's looking to hire someone from Dublin, Ireland, to find like his Alpha Zeta or whatever it is. And he like find out where it is. So he's treating me with this. He is Irish, yeah. That's like the original name. So I guess it is an Irish.
Yeah, so I don't know if it means son of or from. If you do all three, you know, something like that.
Interesting. Curious why
there you go. Says the Gemara, Ibai Lahu Haluka L'Rav Mai. So Rav said he only mentioned Kasya and Merchavya, only those are considered one word. He doesn't mention his opinion about Haluka. So what does Rav hold? Is that one word or two words? So Tashma, Dama Rav, Chazina, Tila. I saw Tila's reference to Tehillim. Debe Chaviva, from the base measures of Chaviva. And I saw in that Tehillim, Dichsiv Behu Halalu, Bechad Gisa. It's around like 8 lines down. So I saw in this Tehillim, right where the Rashbam starts almost, aligned with that. So he said, I saw in that Tehillim, it says Halu and Ka, separate, two different words. So it sounds from there, this is what Rav is stating, so it's two different words, not one. Upligi the Bishuman Levi. Bishuman Levi argues on this. Damar Bishuman Levi. My Haluka. What does Haluka mean? Haluluhu behilulim harbe. So he held that it was all one word. And what does it mean Haluka altogether? It means you praise Hashkadosh Baruch Hu in many different hilulim, different types of praises. And then the Gemara says, Pligi the day out of the day. And Rabbi Shimon Levi argues on himself. he argues himself in that the way he, we'll see in a second, not that he thinks Halukah is two words or one word. He agrees it's always one word. He's about to argue on himself how to define Hallelujah. First he says Hallelujah means Hallelujah Harbe. And now he's going to say, Damar Bishu Ben Levi, Be'asara Mamaros Shel Shevach, Nemar Sefer Tehillim. Sefer Tehillim was written with 10 different praises. Benitzuach, Benigun, Bemaskeh, these are all different types of praises. Bemizmor, Beshir, Be'ashrei, Betila, Betfila, Behoda, Behaluka. And Gadol Mikulam, the best praise of all them is Haluka, Shekolol, Shem Veshevach, Be'asachas. It concludes both Shem Hashem and the praise in one word. It captures it all in one word. To Meshum Levi, first he said Hallelujah means Hallelujah Harbe, giving many praise, but doesn't mention at all the fact that Shem Hashem is included in Hallelujah. And then here he says, no, Shem Hashem is included along with the praise in the word Hallelujah. And that's the steer that Meshum Levi has in terms of defining the word Hallelujah. Says the Gemara now, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shir Shebatorah, Moshe Yisrael Amro. Shir, reference to Oz Yashir, who said this? Moshe and Klai Yisrael said this, Bishah She'alu Min Hayam. The moment they were coming out of the Kriyas Yamsuf, then they were saved, they said a Shira. The Hillel, the Halel, rather, Zeb, Mi Amr, who said Halel that we have? So, Amru, Nevi'im She'beinayim Tiknu Lehen Yisrael. The Nevi'im said that Klai Yisrael should say this, She'yu Omri Moso Al Kol Perek Beperek. Every single moment, we'll see in Rashbam in a second what that means. Val Kultar, it's every single troubles we go through. Shalot Tavolam, that we shouldn't have to see them again. Ulich Shenegalim, and when we get redeemed from them, Omer Moso Al Gulas, and we say it on our redemption. So the Rashbam here actually gets a little bit ahead of the game. Rashbam's parish is on Kuf Tes Zayin Mabez, actually. It's on the previous page. It starts earlier. So there, the Rashbam tells us what it means called Tzara Vatzara. It's around 8 lines from the bottom. I'll call Perak Reperak, I'll call Tzara Vatzara. Actually, it says, different Girsa, he says, I'll call Perak Reperak, I'll call Regel Veregel, I'll call Tzara Shalot Tavolam. Lishna Ma'al Yonakit. Plumer Shim Chas Vashom Te Tzara Alehem. Yoshu Mimenu Omer Osal Gula, fine, you say it. And Kigon Chanukah. Chanukah is an example, he says, they're supposed to say Hala because we were in a bad state there and we were saved. So it's a reference to Chanukah. Okay, that's what he says. Okay, so then says the Gemara, Tanya Haya Rabbi Meir Omer Kol Tushbachos Hamuros B'Sefer. Before we get to that, I'm sorry. So there's a discussion here. Right, it's Mashma from the Rashbam that we just read that sounds like only a Tzara that a Tzibor goes through, only a pain, some type of problems that the Tzibor is undergoing. But if a Yachid is going through Tzaros, he does not say Hallel. And the Miri writes, no, even a Yachid who's going through a tough time and is saved and an ace happens, even a Yachid can say Hallel. So that seems to be a machlokas Rishonim. Not so explicit in the Rashbam, but some of Medayik, he sounds like only the fact that he gives an example of Chanukah, he seems to be talking about only on the Tzibor level, while the Miri argues even on a Yachid level, he can say Hallel. Good question. I would assume not. Even with the Miri say, a Yachid says it with a bracha. I would assume probably not. I'm not sure. Yeah, Hala. If a Yachid says, I don't think we pass a Yachid says it at all. Anyways, for his own personal nes, but he wants to. According to the Meiri, who says a Yachid can say Hala in his own personal nes, would he say a bracha? Lechora, I would say not. Probably not. Okay, fine. So then the Gemara says, first medium wide line down, Tanya, Haya Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Tushbachos Hamuros B'Sefer Tehillim, all the praises that are mentioned in Sefer Tehillim, Kulan David Omer. David said all of them, Shinemar, Kalu Tfilas David. What does it mean? Kalu Ben Yishai, Al Tikri, Kalu Ela Kol Elu, all of these David wrote, David said. Halel Zemi Amru. Who said Halel? Before we said Halel was said by the of Nevi'im. They were between each generation. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Omer Elazar Bini. Omer, my son Elazar would say, Moshe Yisrael Amru Bishash Alu Min Hayam. So Moshe Yisrael actually said, in addition to saying Az Yashir at Kriyas Yamsuf, they also said Halel. Now, according to this, the Sam Rachum asked the following question, that in Halel we say Beis Aaron a couple of times. How could they say Beis Aaron? Beis Aaron, the Sheva Kuna wasn't yet created until later on in the Midbar. At the times of Kriyas Yamsuf, Beis Aaron, which means again, Sheva Kuna didn't exist. That concept didn't exist. Levi existed, but we never separated Beis Aaron. So how are they able to say Beis Aaron? How are Moshe and Yisrael able to say it? So then Yaakov answers that no, that part, those particular psukim, were added on later on by David HaMelech. But the main core of the Nusach of Hell was said actually by Moshe and Yisrael.
So this also argues on the statement that all the Tishbachos in Sefer Tehillim were David, because these are owls predominantly Tehillim.
Correct. Exactly. I have to argue on that as well. Which is not a crazy chiddush, because they say a number of different Tehillim were written by different people. Tefillah Moshe was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Certain things were written by Adam, Avram. So, right, this opinion seems to not Reb Meir in the first. Does not seem to be according to what we normally understand. That where Reb Meir says the entire Tehillim was written by David, many different prakim were actually written. We hold, I think, many Gemaras tell us were written by other types of other individuals. So then the Gemara says, however, Chalukin Alav Chaverav. However, Elazar's friends, his Chavrus, has argued on him. David actually said them, not Moshe and Yisrael. David is the one who said Hallel. I think that his words, Elazar's words, are better than his friend's words. Why? We saw this Gemara already once before, this line. Is it possible that Klai Yisrael were shechting Karbonos Pesach, and they were bringing their lulavs, and they weren't saying Hallel? How is it possible to say you're doing these tremendous mitzvahs without saying Hallel? So during the Midbar, they brought Karban Pesach at least once. So they had to have said Hallel. How can you not say Hallel when saying Karban Pesach? And even before the times of David, they were bringing the Lulav. So how could they not say David? How could they not say Hallel? So it must be it existed before David. Davar Acher, alternatively, Pislo Shel Micha Omeid Bivchi V'Yisrael Omer Mesa Hallel. How is it possible that David said it? During the times of David, when that there's a Pesach, the Avodah Zarah of Micha was there, how could it possible that everyone was crying, Klai Yisrael could be so happy and saying Hallel? So for that reason, it's unlikely David wrote it. It must have been written before the times of David. Tanur Rabbanim. Kol Shiros for Tishbachos Shama David B'Sefer Tilim. All the Shiros and all the songs that was written, Tilim was written by David. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Kineged Asma Amrin, he said them regarding himself, the pains or the praises and all the feelings that he was feeling independently. And Rabbi Shua Omer, Kineged Tzibor Amrin, no, he wasn't saying them according to his own feelings, his own praises, rather, what the Tzibor felt. Chacham Omrim, the Yeshman Kineged Tzibor, the Yeshman Kineged Asma, no, it depends. Certain prakim were written the way he felt, and certain prakim were written the way the Tzibor felt. How do you know which ones are which? So ha'amuros b'lashon yachid, those that were said in the singular kineged asma, that was his own personal feelings, his own personal praises. Ha'amuros b'lashon rabim kineged tzibor, the ones that are written in the plural, was written the way the tzibor was feeling. Now nitzuach v'nigun, these lashonos of praise, le'asu lavo, as a reference to the future feelings and praise that we're going to give Hashem ultimately. Maskil ayidei torgumon. When it says maskil, like maskil of David is one of the parak tehillim, that it was said through a turgum, through a translator. That's what it really means, is said through a translator. That he praised through a translator, or it was written through a translator. Anything there in the art school about that?
Nope.
So he said, he said that in quiet. Apparently it says here, he said it quietly, and he explained them berabim. So when usually the turgman, Turgman is used for two reasons. Turgman is used one time when the person doesn't know the common language, so someone comes to give a drasha, comes to the local community, doesn't know the drasha, the Turgman is going to translate it over for them to hear. Or Turgman is also used is to amplify. So not every speaker had such a kavach of the voice to speak to a public. So Turgman was basically like the microphone, someone who would speak and just repeat the words more. So this was seemed to have been, when he said this in public, these drashas, these shiros tishprachos, he said in public, he used the Turgman to amplify, to say the words out loud. And then when it says David Mizmor, that lashon means Milamei Cheshar Salav Shechina V'Charkach Amar Shira. First, the Shechina rested upon David Melch, and then through that he was able to sing song. That's what it means LeDavid Mizmor. However, if it says Mizmor LeDavid, the Gemara says Milamei Cheshar Shira. First, he said a song V'Charkach Shar Salav Shechina, and through the song that allowed the Shechina to rest. So a different order. Then lilamedcha she'ena shchina shura lo mitoch atlas. For the shchina to be shura on a person, it doesn't come through atlas, through laziness, lo mitoch atlas, not through sadness, lo mitoch sok, not through joking around, lo mitoch kalas rosh and lightheadedness, lo mitoch dvar mitin, not through nonsense. Ela mitoch davar simcha shemitzvah. The only way that the shchina can be shura on you is through davar simcha, simcha shel mitzvah, happiness through being mekayma mitzvah. How do we know this? Shenemar. David HaMelech asked that they bring the instrument, they bring the harp and play the song in order for him to allow the Shekhinah to rest upon him. So I wasn't exactly sure what this meant. The singing of the instrument certainly brought simcha to him. I'm not sure exactly what the simcha shel mizmor is in this context. What's the proof from here? So I'm not sure. Anyone have any thoughts on that? What is the simcha of the music?
Big simcha.
No, it's definitely simcha. The Gemara says simcha shel mitzvah. You need.
It says it was the joy of a mitzvah because his intent was to have Hashem's the Shekhinah or whatever. His intent was to have that happen to him.
The music itself is in the mitzvah.
It wasn't just like he was enjoying the song and then look what happened. Right. I got a side benefit. That was the whole point of it.
Okay, so therefore it becomes the simcha shel mitzvah. Okay, excellent. I wonder who says that. Who says that? I don't think the Rashbam says, but that's the point. Okay, it works out well. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, V'chein L'davar Halacha, so too, the Dvar Halacha, Dvar Halacha, I think, would also work to allow the Shekhinah. If you say a Halacha, that's a Simcha Shemitzah, perhaps, and that allows the Shekhinah to be shower on a person. Amar Rav Nachman, V'chein L'chalm Tov. No, maybe, I'm sorry, all the way around, maybe it means you need the Simcha Shel Mitzvah to allow a Davar Halacha to come upon you, to know what the Halacha is. And same thing, if you want a good dream, you should have it go to sleep with a Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Ain't, is that really true? V'hamar Rav, Gida, Amar Rav, Kol Tam L'Chacham, Hayoshiv L'Vnei Rav. A student, a Tam L'Chacham, was sitting in front of his Rebbe. V'ain Sifsosav Notfos. His lips aren't like trembling from fear. Mar Niska Tikavenu. Bitterness should go in his mouth. He should be in tremendous fear and ema. Shinemar sifsosav shoshanim notvos more. Over. What does that mean? There's a pasuk found in Shishim. It means al tikri shoshanim. Don't read it as shoshanim, which means roses. Ella sheshonim. Those who are learning. Al tikri moreover. Al ella mar avar. So a person, when he's learning, he should have bitterness in his mouth if he's not sensing the ema from his Rebbe. So how could it be David HaMelech was so simple? He wanted the Shekhinah to be shower on him, which certainly should have a lot of ema, a lot of fear, but yet it was done through Simcha Shel Mitzvah. It shouldn't be done through Simcha. This Brisa says you have to have fear when in front of your Rebbe. It's certainly in front of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So look, Kasha. Habi Rabba, Habi Talmida. No, it depends. One's the Rebbe, one's the Talmud. So either way, we're talking about the Talmud, no?
Rebbe Rashbam says has to have simcha, has to meet toch dvar simcha for the Rebbe. Talmud has to have that ema.
Right, but for David HaMelech, David HaMelech was the Talmud of Kadosh Baruch. He wasn't the Rebbe, so David HaMelech shouldn't have had simcha, unless I'm on this.
I think the Gemara was asking, not that you have to have ema in front of Kadosh Baruch, the Gemara was asking, you have to have ema in front of your Rebbe, so how do you ever get to a point where you have this simcha that's going to result in Dvar Halacha, you're sitting there with a pachad from your Rebbe.
That's the question, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So that, because before we spoke about not going back on Dvar Melch, but going back on Dvar Halacha. If you want to learn Dvar Halacha, it should be done, first you should be doing a Simcha Shel Mitzvah, have a lot of Simcha, and then you could understand the Dvar Halacha better. So you're supposed to have Simcha before encountering Halacha. And here the Gemara says, no, when encountering your Rebbe, when learning from your Rebbe, you're supposed to have a lot of Ema. So that's the difference. When you're the Rebbe, so you should have Simcha Shel Mitzvah before getting to Dvar Halacha. That's the Rebbe's perspective. From the Talmud's perspective, you're supposed to have Ema. Okay, very good. Thank you. Now, Vibay Sema, alternatively, the Gemara suggests, Hava Hava Rabba. Both of them are in reference to the Rebbe. The Lokasha, it's not a stira. Hob Mekami de Pasach, Hala Basa de Pasach. One's talking about before he begins the Dvar Halacha, he should have a Simcha Shel Mitzvah before beginning. And one's after the Halacha has been learned, there should be you should be finishing off with a sense of Ema. Where do you see this? Kihad the Rabba, famous Rabba, would be Mekami de Pasach, Lul Rabbanim, before he'd give a drasha to his Rabbanim, Amar Milsa de Bidichusa, he would say a joke. Ubadach Rabbanim would laugh. And they'd be a little bit more relaxed and be able to understand what was being spoken of. Ulvasov at the end, Yosef Be'emasu Pasach B'Shmaisa. Then they'd sit there in fear, and then they'd start learning the Sugya. So that's the difference. One's before you've begun, and one's after you've begun. Okay, now, says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan on Halel, Zem Mi'amro. So we keep having a similar type of discussion. Who wrote Halel? Moshe, did he write it? Did David write it? Says the Gemara now, I'm Rebbe Elazar, I'm Omer, Moshe Yisrael Amru. We keep seeing that opinion of Rebbe Elazar. And Moshe Yisrael said it, Mishal She'amdu Achayam. Hey, Mamru, they said, Lo lanu Hashem, lo lanu. Mishir Ruach HaKodesh, Vamru, then the Ruach HaKodesh responded, Vamru lehen, lemani, lemani esay. For me, I will do. For me, I will do. Rabbi Huda Omer, Yoshuv Yisrael Amru. No, Yoshua actually said it. Bishash Amdu Alein Malchi Kinan. When Malchi Kinan were standing up against them, so then they defeated them, Yeshua and Klaisa said it. Hey, Mamru, lolanu. They said, lolanu. Meshivu, and they responded back, lemani, lemani v'chule. Rabbi Lazar HaModai Omer, Devora Barak Amru. Bishash Amr Aleim, Sisera and Sisera is coming to attack them. Dvorah said, Heim Amru Lolanu, Veruach HaKodesh Meshiva, Veomer Eslehem, Limani, Limani Yaseh. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah Omer, Hechizki Visiyata Amru. Bishash Amr Aleim, Sincher, when Sincher was up against them, Hechizki said this. Heim Amru, they said, Lolanu, Meshiva, Vechulei, and they responded back. Vikiva Omer, Hananu, Mishal, Vazariah Amru. Bishash Amr Aleim, Nevuchaneta, Rasha, Umeshiva, Vechulei. Heim Amru, sorry, Heim Amru Lolanu, Umeshiva, Vechulei. So before we get to the next one, some Achron asked the following question: how is it possible Hanani, Mishael, Vazariah said this? They were outside; they were in Chutzlarts when this took place. The Gemara tells us in Megillah and also in Erechin that you can't say Halal in Chutzlarts. They wanted to know why don't we say Halal by the story of Megillah's Esther by Purim? Because it took place. One of the answers is it took place in Chutzlarts. The Gemara asked, well, didn't Mitzrayim take place also in Chutzlarts? How could you say it then? No, because before they went to Eretz Yisrael, you could say it in Chutzlarts. Once they entered Eretz Yisrael, the only place you could say Halal is Nisan that happened in Eretz Yisrael itself, like Hanukkah. But things that happen outside, such as Purim, you can't say Halal. So therefore, there's no Halal on Purim. They say, according to this, so this came after the times, obviously, when they entered Eretz Yisrael. How were they able to, how was Hanani and Mishael and Azariah able to say Halal?
They didn't say the whole Halal, just this little one, just this one.
That's made that one line they said only?
The first line.
I mean, the Gemara says they said Halal, because the Gemara started off this whole shaykh by saying.
Right. Pashas, they said everything, just, yeah.
Halal Zemmiya, Halal Zemmiya.
So they answer that this opinion that who's Rabbi Kiva says is, Rabbi Kiva held that once they left, when there's Gullus after Eretz Yisrael, they left Eretz Yisrael, but the Kedushas Haaretz, the loss of Kedushas Haaretz, and then they allow you to say Halal wherever you were. Only if you assume the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael remained, then you could only say Halal in Eretz Yisrael. But once they left, but the Kedushas Haaretz. That's how they explain it. So then Rabbi Yossi Gli argues further and says, Omer Mordechai ve'Esther amru b'shash amr alem haman harasha heim amru lo avlanu meshiv v'chulei. So he thought really Mordechai Esther were the ones who said halal. V'chacham omrim, they come to be machriya and nevim she'beinem tiknu lehem l'Yisrael she'yu omrim also al koperek v'perek v'al kol tzara v'tzara shlo tavolem l'Yisrael u'lichshenigolem omrim also al gulasim. So they came along and said, whenever a Klaisa goes through a difficult time and they get redeemed, and that's when you're supposed to say it. So really, everyone was right. All these times, to all the way back, really, I guess Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who wrote it, and then each generation, when they went through something bad, they had said Halal as well. Now, in terms of Halal being counted as a mitzvah, so there's a discussion. The Bahag writes that he counts, includes Halal as one of the minyan ha-mitzvos, and the Rambam takes him to task and says, what are you talking about? Halal is not one of the, it's not mitzvah deraisa, it's not counted as one of the mitzvahs, because he says it sounds from the Gemara here that David was the one who's misakin it. It all comes from Sefer Tehillim. I know there are different types of mandamers, but Rambam thought that David was the one who ultimately wrote Halal, and it couldn't have came before him. Ramban there writes back, and this is all the discussion in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam. Ramban says, what do you mean? Really, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who created the concept. It's really a deraisa concept. David HaMelech simply wrote the nusach for Halal, but the concept existed beforehand. So that's a discussion whether Halal is one of the minyan mitzvos, whether it's deraisa derabanan. Further, the Rambam writes later on, I think it's in Hilchas Chanukah, he says that Halal is midivrei sofrim, which is basically, it's unclear how the Rambam really categorizes. We have derabanans, we have deraisa, then he creates this category of divrei sofrim, it's somewhere in the middle, but it's a less level than deraisa. Riva there attacks the Rambam and says, what are you talking about? It's midivrei kabbalah. Divrei kabbalah is something based in the Nevi'im, which is a higher level than divrei sofrim. So there's a large discussion exactly the status of halal, whether it's a deraisa, whether it's divrei kabbalah, whether it's divrei sofrim, whether it's only derabanan. The Gemara now on the bottom says, Amar Rav Chista haluka sof pirka. So Rav Chista says, when you find the word haluka, it's the last word of the parakilm that was just said. Rabba bar Rav Huna Amar Haluka Reish Pirka. No, the Haluka is really the first word of introducing the very next parak. So I think the Rashbam explains here. Look at Haluka Reish Pirka. Actually, the one before. Yeah, Haluka Reish Pirka. This is around seven lines up from the Rashbam. Kulu hanach the Sefer Tilim, all of Sefer Tilim, Shein ba ki'im achas levado ben perek leperek. So the discussion is, let's say you have a perek of Tilim, and there's haluka in between each perek. About makom sheish shnei pamim haluka, when there's two, we mean one ends like the halukas that we say in Pesukim Zimra, it ends with haluka, and it's possible it starts with haluka the next perek. That's not a discussion. One's ending the first perek, one's beginning the next perek. The only shaila is, if you have a haluka that's in between, sandwiched in between two prakim of Tilim, does it really end the previous parak of Tilim, or does it introduce the next parak of Tilim? That's the machlokas between Rav Chista and Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Chista, Chazin el hula tile, I saw Tehillim of the Bei Rav Chanin Bar Rav, Dichsib, who it's written, Haluka Be'em Sapirka, it's actually in the middle, it's not part of either one, it's smack in the middle. Al-Mamasafkale, it seems like he was unclear how to put it, so he'd rather take the safe route and just put it in the middle, evenly between the two different prakim of Tilim. Amar Rav Chanin bar Rava, Hakom Oldim, everybody agrees, however, B'tchilas Hashem Yidaber Pi, V'rechob Asar Hashem Kanser Liyom Ve'ed, Haluka de Basar Reish Pirka. Everyone agrees the Haluka there is certainly the conclusion of the previous parak of Tchilas Hashem Yidaber Pi. Rasha Yirev Akas Shinov, Yechrak V'namas Tavas Rishon, Tovid, that parak of Tilim, Haluka de Basar Reish Pirka. That also is the end, that's the end of the previous parak of Tilim. And everybody also agrees the parak of Tilim, v'sh'om de meves Hashem haluka de basrei reish pirka, that's also the end, haluka is the end of the previous parak. Now, kra, mosifin afes elu. What's doing there? So it says the Rashbam, the last Rashbam on the page, bale mikra mosifin af elu. People who were, I guess, well-versed in mikra and psukim added the following. That's another example where Haluka concludes the parak. And Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem Seichatov L'chol Oseim Haluka is also the Basar Reish Pirka. That also concludes the previous parak. So we had six examples of Haluka certainly ends the previous parak. And then there's a discussion about the other examples when Haluka is ending the previous parak or is it beginning the next parak of Tilim. So now the Gemara says, "Name me Katanai. Maybe it's really a machlokas Tanaim. We just recorded machlokas Amoraim between Rav Chista and Rav Huna, rather. Maybe it's really a machlokas Tanaim. So what's the machlokas Tanaim? Katanai ad heichan hu omer. Up until when do you say Hallel beishamir omrim ad aim habon smecha? Up until that pasuk, you say it. Ubeisil omrim ad chalamish lamay namayim. So what's the difference?
This is Pesach night, right?"
This is Pesach night, exactly.
For the
So how far do you say it, right? So the Tani Idach, yet there's a different Brisa that says, I think it gets a bit confusing here. Harhechan hu omer. Another Brisa says, what's the machlokes? Beishami omrim ad b'tzeis yisomi mitzrayim. Beishel omrim ad lo lanu Hashem lo lanu. So the basic machlokes is Beishami says you say the first parak that we say, the first parsha, and Beishel says you even say the second parsha. But when they record the machlokas, when they say, Beishami says, you say up until Ad Eim HaBonim Smechom, that's the last pasuk of the first parak. And the other Bais says, no, you go up until Beis Yisrael, that's the first pasuk of the second parak. And the same thing for Beis Hillel. When they say, Beis Hillel certainly says the first two prakim. But when they record the Beis Hillel's opinion, do they say, you say up until the last pasuk of the second parak? Or you say up until the first parak, first pasuk of the third parak? Everyone with me on that? Okay. So, and just to repeat it, Beis Hillel says, Ad Chalam Shlamayim Amayim, that's the last pasuk of the second parak. Or do you say, Hillel holds, Ad Lolanu, which is the first pasuk of the very next paragraph. So that's the Machlokas Braisas, what do you say up until? How do we explain this Machlokas? Says the Gemara, top of Amun Beis, my la b'hak mifkli, are they not arguing as follows? Liman damar ad eim habon mismecha, the one that's Adam eim smecha, savar haluka reish pirka. Right, why is that? All right. The one who said, Aim Habar Nismecha, and they don't say the word Haluka, sound like Haluka is the beginning of the very next parak of B'teis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. It should really be Haluka B'teis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. That's how you read it. And the Amand Amar Ad B'teis Yisrael, the one who says, no, Ad B'teis Yisrael, where they don't mention Haluka, it must be Sabra Haluka, but Sof Pirka, must be Haluka was mentioned before in the previous parak. That seems to be the Machlokas. So We see here the two ways how to record the machlokas of Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is really machlokas where the haluka is part of the first parak or part of the next parak. Now Gemara says no. Rav Chista matarz l'tameh, the dechuli am. Rav Chista goes according to his general reasoning. Rav Chista again was of the opinion that held that haluka is the end of the first parak. If it's the end of the first parak, why didn't, when the Gemara recorded the opinion, it should have said, Ad Eim Habinim Smecho, Haluka should say. Why did it not say Haluka? So Rav Chista explains as follows. The Chuli Alma, everybody agrees, Savre Haluka, so Pirke, everyone agrees it's the end of the first parak. Imanda Amar Ad Bitzes Yisrael Shapir. The one who says you begin Bitzes Yisrael is good. It doesn't say Haluka Bitzes Yisrael, it just says Bitzes Yisrael, which implies Haluka goes part of the previous parak. However, Imanda Amar Ad Eim Habinim Smecho, why doesn't it say Haluka there? So the Gemara says, Rav Chista explains, Ad v'ad b'chlal. So Ad v'ad b'chlal, what's he doing there? How's it answered?
Doesn't sound like the issue is whether he should have added Haluka after. It sounds like whether, if Haluka was part of that parak, then it should have said Ad b'tzeis Yisrael.
Uh-huh. It's your Abbotase Israel. Yeah?
Is that what I'm saying?
Because if you look at the Rashbam, Mandamarad. So I think what it's saying is that if you hold Haluka as part of Im HaBanim Smecha, so then you don't say until Eim HaBanim, you don't say until Eim HaBanim Smecha, because there's still something else that's part of it. You'd say until the next passage, you say the next passage as being the stopping point.
You think Eim HaBanim Smecha is part of the next paragraph?
No, I'm saying is that if you hold Haluka as part of Eim HaBanim Smecha,
okay,
then to demark what the point is at which you would stop, you wouldn't say Ad Eim HaBanim Smecha, you would say Ad Bitzeis Yisrael. Because if you say Ad Eim HaBanim Smecha, you're leaving something off still. That's something you do say. You should say the next paragraph, Ad Bitzeis Yisrael. Not that you should say Haluka, not you should say Ad Eim HaBanim Smecha Haluka, but you should say Ad Bitzeis Yisrael if you hold Haluka as part of the first paragraph.
Okay, I hear you saying.
When would you say that Eim HaBanim Smecha Haluka?
Where
would that go?
What do you mean, where would it go?
When would you say that then?
You would say the entire thing. You'd say Eim HaBanim Smecha Haluka.
Yeah.
But to demark it, when you're referring to it over here, you wouldn't say until Eim HaBanim Smecha, you would say until Betzeis Yisrael.
That's just how you call it, you're saying.
Yeah.
What I'm seeing here, it sounds like, I think what you're saying is right, that let's say, the idea was they wanted to say Haluka on the second coast. Haluka, the word Haluka should be said on the second coast. That's what I'm getting here from the Masifta, at least. So, at first the Gemara thought that, that was the Gemara I had thought initially. So, when it says, say up until Ad Eim HaBanim Smecha, means stop there, Ad V'lo B'chal. You don't include it. You stop there. You stop the pasuk short. You don't say the last pasuk of the tilm, and you say the last pasuk of Eim HaBanim Smecha. You save it so you could say Haluka on the second cup when you're saying Hala later on. That's what the Rashbam is explaining. The Masifta rather is explaining here. But then the Gemara says, no, it's not true. When he says Ad Eim HaBanim Smecha, he really means Ad V'ad B'chlal. You're supposed to even say that pasuk, which means the entire first parak, on the first cup, not the second cup here. Can I see where is that? Is that mentioned in the Rashbam? And then I did to say Haluka. It's not mentioned here. Let's see one more second here. That's how the Rashbam is explaining this. Masift is explaining this. Didn't hear. They have to say Haluka on the second cup, according to Beis Shammai. Then Gemara says, no, not true. When it says Ad Eim Abanim Smecha, it doesn't mean Ad Velo Bechal, it means Ad V'Abachal, which means you actually say Eim Abanim Smecha along with the first parak. And the Gemara says, if that's the case, V'Neim Ad Haluka, maybe you should say Haluka also. Why does Raisa simply say Ad Eim Abanim Smecha? It should say Ad Eim Abanim Smecha Haluka. Yeah.
No, saying so. Now it's asking that question where it's bothered by the words.
Why isn't the Bryce itself mention the word Haluka? It kind of leaves it out. Cut to short. If it's really part of the pasuk, it should have said it. So the Gemara says, "V'chi tema de lo yadin hey Haluka." Maybe we know which Haluka. Maybe you're gonna tell me.
All right. If you just say Haluka, it could be there. Could be multiple Halukas in Hala. You don't know which one's referring to.
Right. So then the Gemara says, "Name a Haluka shall aim abim smecha." Say that. That's what I thought it was. Okay. Kasha. Okay, Gemara doesn't have really, there's no good territory. Really. Gemara doesn't have a good explanation for what's going on here. It's very confusing. And then Rabba by Rav Huna, Matar to the Tama, he explained according to how he understands. He understands that Haluka is always the beginning of the next paragraph. The Chulia Amma Haluka Reish Pirka, really the beginning of the next paragraph. Mandam Ad Eim Haban Smecha, Shapir, the one who says stop short, so that makes sense. That makes sense according to him. Because then he ends there, and Haluka is beginning the next paragraph. So when it says say up until Abetes, it doesn't mean to say Betes. You don't include Betes. Rather, you stop by Betes, and you start Betes by the second cup. Just say you say up until Haluka. You're not sure which Haluka and Hal to stop at. Kasha, that's also Kasha. So at the end of the day, it's quite confusing how to explain this machlokas, whether Haluka is part of the first one or part of the second one. No answer. Gemara says, Navachosin Begula. Going back to our Mishnah, the Mishnah had a few different opinions which Gula to say, how to conclude the bracha of Gula in the Haggadah. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, Kriyashma B'Halel. When it says Shema and Halel, you say Gal Yisrael. That's the bracha. It happened. He redeemed us. But to Tzilusa, when davening, you say Goel Yisrael. He's going to redeem us. My time, Adrachman Aninu, because we're asking, it's a bakasha, Rakash Baruch Hu, to come redeem us. Sometimes we praise Hashem for being a redeemer in the past, the Yitzis Mitzrayim. Certain times we ask for the future Gula. I'm Rebbe Zera, the Kiddusha, in Kiddush, we say Asher Kiddushan B'mitzvos of Itzivanu, that he had given us mitzvos. In the Tzelusa, when in the context of davening, we say Kiddushan B'mitzvos Echa, that you are Mekadosh Haaretz currently with mitzvos, I think it says, and more in the present state. So the Gemara explains, what's the difference? They say, my time with Rachmanan, so since it's in the context of davening, where it's you're asking for things you ask for in the future tense. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, it's Sarach Shiyazki, it's Yitzias Mitzrayim, B'Kiddush Hayom. You have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim when saying Kiddush Hayom. K'siv Hacha, L'man Tizgar Yitzias Yom Seizchav, K'siv Hasam Zachar Yitzias Yom Shabbos L'Kadsho. The Gzer Shav of Yom Yom tells us you have to mention Shabbos, so I'd rather have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush of Shabbos Yom. The mice we don't say, we don't actually say it in Kiddush Yom. We don't say it in Tefillah, we don't say it in Kiddush, Yitzias Mitzrayim, during the daytime, that is. So, you should look at Rashbam, Tzarech Sheyazki Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayom, Bein B'Kos Bein B'Tefillah, Shel Shabbos B'Gzer Shavu D'Pesach. So even on the coast, some say the pasuk of Zachor Yom Shabbos L'Kadsho, that whole long Zachor mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim in there. So you would say through that in Kiddush. Not everybody says that though. However, in Tefillah, there's no mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim in Tefillah. So the Be'er Halacha explains that since we say Yitzias Mitzrayim in Gal Yisrael right before Mishmon Esrei, so that's part of the Tefillah that we end up mentioning Kiddush. That's our Zeche Yitzias Mitzrayim in the context of Tefillah on Shabbos. Says the Gemara further now. It's getting late. Wow. Amar Rabba Bar Shila. To Tzilusa, when it comes to davening, we say Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the redemption in the future. The Aftarasa, when it comes to Aftorah, we mentioned Magin David, that he was a protection for David. Vasis Lecha Shem Gadol Kishem HaGadolim. That pause, what does that mean? I'll make you a big name. This isn't talking about David. Tanir of Yosef, Zehu Sha'omer Magin David. That's what it means. We say Magin David, that I'm going to make you a big name. I'm going to have the Brach of Aftorah conclude with your name, Magin David. Amr b'shimon ben Lakish ve'eschal l'goy gadol, last week's parsha, I'm going to make you a big nation talking to Avram Avinu. Zeh sh'omrim elke Avram, v'avarecha zeh sh'omrim elke Yitzchak, v'agal ha'shmecha zeh sh'omrim elke Yaakov, all the avos we mentioned in the first brach of Shmon Esrei, yachol yicholos min mechula, maybe the all of them are going to get to have the final conclusion bracha, tamalomar v'hayeh bracha b'cha, you're going to have the final bracha, b'cha cholosmim ben cholosmim b'chulan, only Magin Avram and not Magin Yitzchak or Magin Yaakov. Amar Rava, Ashka Chasina, L'Saba de Pumbadisa, I found that the elders of Pumbadisa, the Yosef, the Kamri, they sat and said as follows, B'Shabasa, Bein B'Tzilusa, Bein B'Kiddush, on Shabbos, whether it's during davening, or whether it's during Kiddush, Mekadish HaShabbos, that's the Nusach you say, Mekadish HaShabbos. B'Yamatava, on Yamtif, Bein B'Tzilusa, Bein B'Kiddush, whether it's davening, whether it's Kiddush, Mekadish Yisrael V'Azmanim, that's the bracha you say. V'Aminalu, and I, Rava, said to the elders, on Adraba, I said the opposite. The Talusa during davening, Bain b'Shabbos, Bain b'Yomtov, Mekadesh Yisrael. B'Kiddusha, when it comes to Kiddush, the Shabbosa, Mekadesh HaShabbos. B'Yomtov, Mekadesh Yisrael, v'Azmanim. So the big machlok is what exactly Nusach do you say on Yomtov, on Shabbos, on davening, and Kiddush. V'Ana Amina, I'm going to tell you, Taima Didi, V'Taima Didichu, I'm going to tell you my reasoning, I'm going to tell you your reasoning. Taima Didi, my reasoning, sorry, Taima Didichu, rather, your reasoning is Shabbos de Kaviya. The Kaima, Shabbos, which is set every 7 days, of course. Bein B'Tzilus, Bein B'Kiddush, whether it comes to davening, whether it comes to the Kiddush, Mekadesh HaShabbos. So Shabbos is Kiddush. It stands, Shabbos is Kavua. Yom Tova, the Yisrael Hu Dekabile, Yom Tov, which is established, it's Mekadesh through Kla Yisrael, by us being Mekadesh the Chodesh, and ultimately Mekadesh Yom Tov. So then you could say, Dikam Avre Yorcha Yom Avre, the months, you add a day, or you add a month, the Kavala Shana. Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim, that Kla Yisrael is one being Mekadesh, not Shabbos, it's not standing, Kla Yisrael is being Mekadesh the days and the months, the days, right, the Yom Tovim. Time of Didi, my reasoning, however, says Rava, is Telusa de Barabim Isa, that's davening, which takes place in the Tzibor, Mekadesh Yisrael, you mentioned Kla Yisrael, it's the Tzibor. Kiddush to be Yachad, that the individuals say it in their own homes, Isa b'Shabbos, when it comes on Shabbos, Mekadesh Shabbos. Yom Tov Mekadesh Yisrael v'Azmanim. So it depends. When it comes to Shabbos, you mention Shabbos. When it comes to Yom Tov, you mention Zmanim. V'lohi, it's not true. Hatzilusa b'yachar milesa. Davening only takes place in the Rabbim. You said before, we say when it comes to Tzilusa, when it comes to davening, you mention Mekadesh Yisrael. But davening is not only in a Tzibor, also Yechidim davening. V'kiddush b'Rabbim milesa. And a Kiddush in the Tzibor doesn't exist. We said Kiddush is said by the Yachar, therefore you mention simply Mekadesh Shabbos on a Kiddush of Shabbos. But Kiddush is not only mentioned in the Yachid, even Rabbim say Kiddush. So Rava Savar, Zil Basar Iker. No, Rava says, nonetheless, you still go based on the most cases. Most cases, Kiddush is said by Yachid. Most cases, Davening is said by Tzibur. That's why the Nuschalos were said in that way. Ula Barav Nochis Kamed Rava. Ula went in front of Rava. Amar Kisabe de Pumbadisa. He said his Nuschach, how much of he davened? It sounds like he davened. Nachas usually went down to daven. Because it says, Mimamakim Karisachiash, Mimamakim, that he's supposed to daven from the depths, like Gemara and Shabbos says, so they always went down. I think Orchaim, doesn't Orchaim have a little step down? Yeah. Orchaim in the front, when you daven, the Shech Sibur stands, there's a little, a little dip. Step, not even a step, it's like a tiny, like, little. A slant, you go down, and Shliach Tzibur davens from there, from that din of Mimam Akim, from the depths you're supposed to daven. So Ula went down, he went down to daven, and in front of Rava, he said the davening the way the elders of Pumbadisa said, again, to the Rava held. V'lo Amar, v'lo Midin, Rava didn't respond. Alma Hadar Bey, it seems from here that Hadar Bey Rava retracted and ended up agreeing with the elders of Pumbadisa. Rav Nasan Avua de Rav Huna, Bray de Rav Nasan Nachis Kamid de Rav Papa. He davened in front of Rav Papa. Amar Kisabe de Pumbadisa, Vushavche Rav Papa. He also followed the elders of Pumbadisa and Rav Papa, praised him for doing this. Amar Ravina, Ana Ikli de Surah. I once visited the place of Surah, Kamid de Miramemar, in front of Maremar. Vunachis Kamid Shlucha de Tzibra, and there's some in front of him to daven. Vamar Kisabe de Pumbadisa. He also said the Nusach the way the elders of Pumbadisa said it. Vahavu Meshatkele Kuyama. And everyone quieted him. And he said, Amar Lahu, he says to them, Shavkua Hilchasa Kasabah de Bumpadisa, Lohava Mashatka Lahu. So what happened there? They quieted him. So he said,
for going the halachas of the Sabi Bumpadisa, he said that they were giving maratan. So he says, not going like them. And then they stopped. Lohava Mashatka.
They left him alone.
left him alone after that.
Okay.
They didn't quiet him.
They stopped quieting him down. Okay. So that's how he paskin. Sounds from this Gemara, they paskin like the nusach of the Sabe de Pumpadisa. Okay. One thing I wanted to mention, just since we do have a few extra minutes, since we just ran through that quickly, before I go to the next Mishnah quickly, we said before by the bracha of Shmona Esrei, we say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov. I actually asked this shaila to my kids on Shabbos. What's the only bracha? There are really two that I know, but what's the only bracha I said to them? They got both, but that we do not say we don't have Shem Malchus. The Gemara in Brachos tells us every bracha has to have Shem Hashem. It also has to have Malchus mentioned in it. Bracha Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. So they said, Elokei Neshama, which is right, 100%. That's one of them. But another one is the first bracha, and then all the remaining brachas of Shmona Esrei. It doesn't say Malchus there at all. So Tosa, and so I asked them what's Pshat. So I said it's actually mentioned there. So they started looking through the Nusach of Shmona Esrei. They couldn't find it. And I said the words Elokei Avram. So what do you mean? It doesn't say Melech there. So they realized, my daughter realized, Elokei Avram, because since Avram realized that he was a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he was the first one to realize it, he was Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where Melech is mentioned. That's what Tosas writes in Brachos. Elokei Avram is basically saying Melech. It's a Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam. It's equivalent to that, since Avram was one who's really Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so says, let's finish up this daf here. Says the Mishnah, the new Mishnah, Mazgulo Koshlishi. You pour the third cup. Mivarech Halav Mizono. You say the Bracha Birkas HaMazon. Then Revi, you pour the fourth cup, is Gomer Lav as Halal. You finish Halal on the fourth cup. Vomer Lav Birchas Hashir, and you also say the Birchas Hashir that we say in Haggadah. Now, Bein HaKos is Halalu, which means between the first two cups, the second and third cup, rather, between like the one and two and three and four, between those two sets, Im Yivratzu Rotu Lishos Yisha. You could drink between cups two and three, in other words. However, Bein Shlish Levi Lo Yishta, but between the third and the fourth cup, you may not drink, says the Mishnah. What's the reason? So the Rashbam says, this is six lines from the bottom, and the Rashbam, Bein Gimel Bein Shlish Levi Lo Yishta, don't drink. Matzasi B'Gemara Yushalmi, Lama Lo Yishta, why not drink? Kadesh Lo Yishtake, so you shouldn't get drunk. The Sulomatsi Lumemar Hala, you can't say Hala when you're drunk anymore. Others say the reason is because it sounds like you're being Moses Falakoso, so you can only have four koses, not more. If you have cups between the first and the second and the third cups, it just seems like you're drinking part of your Suda. Once you finish your Suda and you've benched on the third cup, any additional cups you're going to drink, it sounds like you're being Mosif on the Dal Kosos, and that's the reason why you can't add on. That's the Machlokas Rishonim. So the Gemara says, Amar Le Rav Hanan, the Rava, Shema Amina, we learn from here, Birkas HaMazon Tunakos. The fact that you require, it says the third cup goes in the benching, we should be Paskin, anytime you bench, you need a kos. The Gemara responds, not true. Amar Le, Arbok Hasi Tikner Bonim. The Chaman Masakin, you need four kosos. Derecheres kolchad v'chad noved bay mitzvah. Now each one has to be coupled with another mitzvah. Not that benching needs the dal kosos, but rather dal kosos requires a mitzvah. One of the mitzvahs that we happen to say on the night of Seder is Birkas HaMazon. But again, the kos needs the mitzvah, not that the mitzvah needs the kos. So we don't paskin necessarily. It's not a proof, at least, that benching requires a cup of wine. Okay, so we'll stop here. Baruch to you.